Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
It's not beginning the story that I fear. It's not knowing how it will end.
Spacey tweeted he does not remember the alleged encounter. He says it has encouraged him to do something he's never done before. Publicly acknowledged that he is gay.
He somehow tried to mix the idea of pedophilia and homosexuality as if they had anything to do with each other.
Every kitten grows up to be a cat.
Rapp said Spacey made a sexual advance on him when he was 14 years old.
Good things happen to good people.
Former news anchor Heather Unruh will hold a news conference to discuss allegations that a family member of hers was sexually abused by Spacey.
For those of us climbing to the top of the food chain, there can be no mercy. There is but one rule. Hunt or be hunted.
In July 2016, actor Kevin Spacey sexually assaulted my son.
Eight people who worked on the show tell CNN that Spacey made the set a toxic environment.
The higher up the mountain, the more treacherous the path. Everyone is fair game now.
We have more breaking news now. Allegations by five women against uber famous comedian Louis C.K.
I just want to go to a library and ask for, hi, ma'am, is there, I'm looking for a book about early Abraham Lincoln, like when he was like,
shut up, wrap your hair around my dick. Shit.
Captain! I'd like to speak to my lawyer, please.
Never regret.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Melk, and Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
But we're back.
No, we're not back. We've been here. You haven't been around.
You're back.
You're back. Fucking back. Jeff.
Good. Now we got something to talk about.
Yeah.
Fucking Jeff.
Fucking Jeff. Went on a little cruise with Impractical Jokers. So the whole time you're on that cruise, do they just play tricks on people and like accidentally push you in the ocean?
Yep.
We thought it would be funny.
Yeah, where there's fake sharks.
All your beds are short sheeted every day. And
yeah.
They come sneak in your room while you're sleeping and put shaving cream on your face and stuff.
We replaced the mashed potatoes with sweet mashed potatoes.
Gross. See if anybody sweet potatoes.
Why?
Because they're sweet. I pretend to like them, and I can eat them.
Yeah.
But I got to put butter on them. And
cinnamon and all the whole thing. I like them. And recently I've been doing...
Okay, let me rephrase what I said. I don't like sweet potato French fries or hash browns or anything.
But if it's between that and pasta salad, you're taking the sweet potato.
Oh, hell yeah. I don't like pasta salad. Who likes pasta salad?
I like pasta salad.
I don't like pasta salad.
I eat a lot of shit.
You do eat a lot of shit.
But, well, I was on a diet recently where I was doing no nightshades. You know what that means? Like no nightshade.
No nightshade. No poison.
You're not allowed to eat any belladonna.
So it was no peppers, you know, and mm-hmm. no potatoes. Oh. So I haven't been having French fries or, yeah, mashed potatoes or anything like that.
There's a study that came out a couple months ago that eating French fries could kill you sooner than, you know what I mean, because they're fried potatoes, but I love them.
Well, yeah, everybody loves French fries. And are McDonald's French fries even French fries?
I don't know what they are, but they're good.
I know.
They're delicious. Only when they're hot.
The McRib is back, guys.
Did you get one yet?
Is it really?
Are you a McRib fan?
No, I never liked the McRib.
I liked it. Go ahead.
Well, I want that.
Can you eat the McRib?
I've never had a McRib, but
no,
it's
pork. I can't eat that.
Allegedly, it's pork.
You half can't eat it.
Yeah, you can only eat half the sandwich.
You only eat half of it.
They said throw it away.
What's the cool side cool and the hot
McDLT.
Side?
McDLT.
That I want to come back.
That wasn't that great.
I wish it would come back.
Why was that so great?
Because it was cool and hot.
You know, when I thought it was McDonald's light. I thought it was a light sandwich. I thought that's what they held.
McDLT.
I know. Lettuce and tomato.
You say you're getting tired of lettuce and tomato hamburgers in this town that don't quite make it?
Yeah!
You say that just once you'd like your hamburger hot and your lettuce and tomato cool and crisp all at the same time?
Yeah!
Well, I say, you got it. I'm talking McDonald's new lettuce and tomato hamburger, the McDLT.
I'm talking quarter pound of beef on the hot, hot side.
And the hot stays hot.
The new McDLT.
Hot, hot.
Crisp lettuce and tomato on the cool, cool side.
And the cool stays cool.
The new McDLT.
Cool crisp.
It wasn't light at all, though.
You know what a pain in the ass it was to make that fucking thing? Because it was a giant flat piece of styrofoam, and you had to keep the hot side hot and the cool side cool. But when they put them in the front,
Yeah.
And he didn't make very much of them because it wasn't a very popular sandwich.
They were still on the hot lamps anyway.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Or the heater or whatever.
Those fuckers.
The McCheddar is what I want back.
That comes back every now and then.
No. The McCheddar comes back, but not the cheddar melt. The cheddar melt's the one with the rye bun, the teriyaki onions.
Ooh.
This glorious cheddar cheese.
What era was that? I don't remember.
Late
80s. I don't remember.
When I worked there, we made them. I ate it every day.
Huh. Maybe that didn't come down to Jersey.
No, yeah, it was a nationwide thing. If we got it in Mansfield, Pennsylvania, then you got it in Jersey. It just wasn't out very long, and they only brought it back a couple times. I got in trouble, actually, because I was... It contained a third of your daily recommended allowance of sodium.
Yep.
I mentioned something to the owner of the McDonald's at the high school, and the manager got mad. Shouldn't be spreading rumors. It's not a rumor. It's true.
Maybe my mother didn't want me eating teriyaki sauce for some reason. Could there be any
it's
reason?
It's not kosher, Ivra.
Yeah, it's a little
we
kosher.
Have enough Chinese during the week.
You don't need it.
You don't need
wait
more,
for Christmas
more
day.
Asian flavorings.
So how was the trip?
It was awesome, man.
Let's tell everybody where you were.
Yeah, where were you last
week?
Went
on the Impractical Joker screws.
Mm-hmm.
Saw a bunch of comedians.
Yeah, who?
I saw almost everybody. I think Sam Morrell was the only one I didn't get to see.
Sam Morrell. Oh, Morrell.
Burt Kreischer was fucking awesome.
Was he?
Yeah.
Was he just running around shirtless and creating
in the casino playing craps?
Yeah.
Shirtless?
No, he had a shirt on in the casino. But all his shows, he didn't wear a shirt. And then he did yoga. Him and Ari Shaffir did yoga by the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just wearing a Speedo. That was it.
Were people participating?
They had a whole bunch of people.
Is there any good-looking chicks on this cruise?
Oh, yeah, tons.
Really?
Yep.
What, are they fans? But they got to be couples, right? Like, single women aren't going on a cruise.
Yeah, there's a bunch of single women, too.
Really?
Yeah. One girl threw herself at Brian Quinn.
Yeah?
From Practical Jokers, yeah.
How'd that go?
It didn't go well for her.
Why?
Well, he told the story on... They do the...
Yeah, I mean, where can people find a full recap of their... First of all, you got to write a fan of a Practical Jokers.
Well, they did a show called Space Monkeys, which is Q from Impractical Jokers and Brian Johnson from Comic Book Men. Mm-hmm. Then Tell Him Steve Dave.
Right.
Not that Brian Johnson.
Yeah.
Hey, we are the Batman.
And so they did a show the first night at midnight called Space Monkeys. And it wasn't the first Space Monkeys show, but then they did another one another night. And he told the story that night that he was on the elevator, and the doors opened up, and a girl saw him on the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
And then, is it a naked lady?
No. She, right before the doors closed, she jumped onto the elevator, and she's like, "Don't worry, I'm not going to kill you."
Oh, jeez.
And he goes, "Well, okay, but now you're going to have to ride up, because there's like a secret floor where all the celebrities, all their rooms are."
Right.
It's like floor 14 or something on the boat. And you have to have a security card or whatever to push that button on the elevator. And he's like, "Well, now you're going to have to ride up to my room, you know, ride up to the 14th floor." And she rides up to the 14th floor, and then he gets off the elevator and goes into his room. And she's like, "Can I come in your room?" And he's like, "It's a mess in there." And she's like, "You want to make a bigger mess in there?"
Oh, my God.
And he goes, "No, thank you." And she goes, "Oh, I guess I don't make the cut." And then the elevator doors closed.
So does that not invalidate, or does that validate what the president said when he was speaking to Billy Bush a couple years ago on that bus?
What, just fame and...
Yeah.
She didn't grab his junk or anything. But
Well, you know what I mean. He was saying that theoretically, you can reach out and grab him by the pussy.
Right.
They love it. Reach out, grab him by the pussy.
Can you say P word? Come on.
No, I can say pussy.
Bert told his hilarious
story. Hang on, let me say.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But so this guy's famous.
You're right.
He's on Impractical Jokers. Some hot chick gets on the elevator with him. Basically says, "I'm going to fuck you," or "I will fuck you, and you don't have to do anything. You're just famous, and I'll fuck you." So 5 years from now, she's going to go and say, "This guy attacked me."
She might.
Or made a pass at me or acted inappropriately.
Well, that's why we all have to wear body cameras now.
Yeah.
He said he was literally contractually not allowed to fuck anybody on the cruise.
Really?
Yep.
It's
in the contract.
Really?
They couldn't fuck anybody. Yep.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
Well, for that reason, they don't want to get sued.
Stanhope.
Well, yeah, but that sucks.
Probably because Stanhope fucked that chick last year on the first cruise.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And what happened?
He told that whole story.
He got sued?
No, Bingo broke up with him.
Oh, yeah.
Well, shit's but I would think it'd have more to do with a legality thing.
Yeah, probably.
You know, you don't want to, like, if there's a Kevin Spacey cruise and you have a 10-year-old.
There's a bunch of 14-year-old boys. Oh, yeah, 14-year-old.
They got to have half. So what else? You're going to say something.
Oh, Bert told some funny stories. I don't know if it's part of his new hour that he's working on or whatever, but he told this hilarious story about his daughter. The first part of the story was his daughter was playing softball or t-ball or something. She's 10 years old, and the coach was practicing with the kids, and he was just pretending that there was a ball. There was no actual ball, and he was like hitting it and making them pretend to field and catch the ball and stuff, and like hitting it to the second base and going second base, you know, and then they would pretend to catch the ball. And his daughter is out in right field.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, all right, here's a right, going to a pop fly, going right to right field, out to Isla. And he goes, remember, there's no ball. But Isla watches the ball go over her head, and then she chases after her. And then he's driving home. He's like, Isla, you know there was no ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, but he must have really hit that one hard. Then they're talking about they're at this like a yuppie party, and there's all these classy people around and stuff, and all the kids are off to one side playing, and his older daughter comes over and says, Dad, you gotta come talk to Isla, she's using the N-word. And everybody at the party overhears this, and he's like, oh my God. He runs over there. He's like, Isla, you know you can't say the N-word. And Isla goes, hey, our teacher told us if you are one, you can use the N-word. And he goes, what? Who said that? And he goes, the teacher said that. And she goes, and I'm a nerd, and he's a nerd, and you're a nerd. So he goes, oh, you think the N-word is nerd? Okay, perfect. So he goes back to the party. And then the daughter comes over again and goes, you got to come back, Dad. Isla's saying the C word. And he goes, and in front of all the people, he's like thinking it's going to be something else. And he goes, oh, what does she think the C word is? And he goes, cunt. That was some of his best stuff.
Did you gamble?
Yeah, gambled. Played poker with Ari Shaffir, and Rich Voss was at the table.
Oh, Rich Voss was here?
Yeah.
Did you talk to him?
Yeah, I got a picture with him.
Did you beat his hand?
He didn't play poker for very long.
Was hey, Rich, are you still there? Married to...
His wife wasn't there, but I think they're still married.
What's her name?
Bonnie McFarlane.
Yeah, Bonnie McFarlane.
She was hot when she used to come on The Regular Guys.
Yeah.
There was one time Rich Voss showed up, and Larry wasn't there, and two comedians showed up, so... And I made fun of him.
Probably better that way.
Well, he was cutting on me, and I went, that's okay, whatever. And I made fun of his voice. He went, all right, you win that one.
I always liked him.
I like Rich.
Didn't they meet on Last Comic?
I don't know.
I think they
did.
Maybe,
yeah.
They were both on at the same time. I think that's when.
But I played poker with Ari Shaffir for quite a while. He was talking about when he first moved to L.A., he basically just went to the Commerce Casino whenever it was. This was his quote. Mexican payday.
Yeah.
He said that's how he made his living, just playing against drunk Mexican guys.
Oh, no bueno, man. Yeah. He took all my pesos.
What kind of, what was the cruise line? Is it Carnival? Is it,
it was Norwegian.
Oh, Norwegian.
The Norwegian Pearl.
Look at
yeah.
you guys.
It was
classy.
Nice.
How was the food?
Good. We ate in the dining room a couple times. Buffet is awesome.
I mean, the dining, when you get...
Yeah, is the food good or is it shitty?
Well, when you get meals good. On a cruise, I mean, they ain't fucking around.
Yeah.
They have good, they got good stuff. Yeah, and the buffets are ridiculous. They give you those extra large plates, you know?
Yep.
Jeez.
Hey, what do they have, like crab legs and lobster and shit?
Yeah, and steak and...
I ate escargot the first time I was on a cruise.
Is that any good?
Scallions.
It was, because you load it down with a bunch of shit.
There are snails on my plate.
Huh? Yeah, scallops.
I like scallops.
Scallops is great.
Scallops are good.
You just sear them.
So who else was on there? Giannis Pappas was on there. Sarah Tiana was good.
I like Sarah Tiana.
It's Tony Hinchcliffe. He was like the highlight of the cruise for me. That dude is hilarious.
I don't know
this
him.
Dude, Tony Hinchcliffe.
Yeah. So you know all the comedians because you're involved with the Punch.
Yeah, but I hadn't followed him before. I'm gonna follow him now. He's got like 200 and some episodes of his podcast called Kill Tony.
Yeah.
What's it about?
I don't know. I got to listen to it. And he did a podcast on the show called The Pony Hour. He said he's only done 9 of them, and then just like interview podcasts.
Yeah.
So that was real good,
the
too.
Pony Hour.
Sarah Tiana used to be an intern on the Regular Guys show.
Yeah, she's from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Don Noah.
So I'm sitting at the blackjack table and just sitting there playing, and this dude sits down next to me and whips out his money.
Whoa.
Whips out his money to get some chips, and I look over and I go, holy shit, Doug Benson. I didn't know you were on this cruise.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was Doug Benson.
Right next to you?
Yep.
And what'd he say?
He goes, hey, yeah, just on the cruise. And
oh, so you got high, is what you're saying.
No, I said to him, I go, we met at the Punchline and in the back room there. And he goes, oh, yeah, yeah, I remember. And I said, well, I could only get my vape pen. You know, that's all I brought on.
That's
and
what you said?
Yeah. If you want to hit it, it's right here. And he goes, I'm good. I got my vape pen on also.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, they're not search. Are they searching people's shit? I mean.
They didn't search the artists at all, he said.
Yeah.
But when we walked in.
They have dogs
You had to put your shit all through a metal detector.
All right.
And an x-ray machine. And so they're looking at that point. And then right before you walk on the ship, there's a dog right there.
Oh.
Yeah. So I saw that dog. I was like, oh, shit. So I like cut all the way over to the other side.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's not going to smell my fucking vape pen, I'm sure. But just to be safe, I'll walk on the other side of all these people.
Uh-huh. Oh, shit.
I met a guy the other night who had tincture.
What?
It's THC tincture.
Yeah, you can make that with that magic butter machine.
Well, this is
it's like oil
tincture.
Well, this is tincture. It's made with Everclear. So when you open it up, it smells like alcoholic weed.
Right.
And the guy told me, I said, hey, some old dude. I said, now what? I didn't take any, of course. I said, now what do you put it on your tongue? He went, no, man. You put it on your tongue and you're done. And I said, well, how do you consume it?
Yeah.
He said, well, you put it in a drink or put it on food or whatever. And I said, it was about the size of a 5-hour energy bottle.
Yeah.
And I said, what happens to you if you drink that? He goes, you just cancel the rest of your year.
Yeah.
But so they're doing everything with it now.
Yeah.
As Jeff admitted to breaking the law.
Well.
Yeah.
You got rid of your vape pen. You threw it in the ocean.
That came from a legal state.
It's international
waters.
They don't
know I didn't come from Colorado.
No, that's true. They didn't. And you need it. You have a prescription.
Yes.
Yep. So who else? Yacht Rock Review was on a cruise there.
Oh, yeah?
Some local boys.
Yep.
Who, like the main guys?
Yep, the main band.
Oh, did you talk to him?
Yeah.
No, I saw him walking around the ship a few times, but.
What's that guy's name? A Greek guy, something.
Nizipoli or something. His wife's name is Elliot.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Autumn's daughter's name is Elliot. Oh, by the way, Autumn's not on tonight. I'll get to that in a second.
Fucking Autumn.
I love.
Wait, Autumn's daughter's real name is Elliot?
Yeah.
Oh. Huh.
Apparently, it's not that crazy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Huh.
Just every Elliot I've ever known has been a man.
Yeah.
But these days...
since E.T.
We're all gender-bending, man.
Oh, I know.
Yes.
David Zucker, the creator of Airplane, was on.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
He was on last time, too, and he showed Naked Gun. This time he showed Airplane.
Uh-huh.
And he talked?
Yeah, and they did a Q&A afterwards.
Any good info about
it? Yeah, he says he's writing Naked Gun 4.
Mm-hmm. No way.
It's Naked Gun... I think they're calling it Naked Gun... 1/4 or something
and
like that.
And they're bringing OJ back, aren't they?
They said it's called, what was OJ's character's name?
Did you, Nordberg.
Nordberg, yeah. Right. Naked Gun 4 1/4, Nordberg did it.
Nuh-uh. I wonder if that'll ever get made.
I don't think, he didn't say they were going to have OJ in it, but they said.
He would sue, OJ would sue.
No, how could he?
I don't know.
He doesn't own the character.
Defamation?
Nordberg did it. Uh-oh.
He wanted to have Bill Hader maybe be the main character.
Oh, shit.
Since Leslie Nielsen's dead.
I guess I could.
You need an
right.
older guy. You need.
Yeah. Hader's not old enough.
Right. Yeah, you need like a...
I love it.
Kane Hodder was on, too. The dude that played Jason.
Uh-huh.
He was on because he was in that horror movie, the Hatchet movie, Victor Crowley. Mm. They showed that on the ship.
You missed our big Halloween episode.
Yeah.
Jesus, it sounds like fun, actually.
Yeah.
Going on one of these cruises.
Oh, yeah. Going on a cruise is... I haven't been in a long time.
I've never been on a cruise.
But you can't go... You know, you're just on the boat.
Right.
You know?
You can't go anywhere.
Wherever the fuck... You just get hammered. You eat like, you know, a maniac and...
There's no fucking time to eat, though. That was the thing. Like,
what?
there's shit going on all the time.
You don't have to do everything.
No, I know, but if you wanted to, you know what I mean? Like,
I remember walking by in the hall, and there was just like a soft serve ice cream machine right. sitting there. No. You're just walking by going, hey, I'll take one of those.
The whole very back of the ship, like on the on deck 12, just ice cream machines.
Really?
And cones and bowls and cups and shit.
And yeah. they have like a
24
midnight,
hours a day.
They have a midnight buffet.
Yep. Dad, I gotta go get some fucking ice cream.
All the time you can get ice cream.
These things are cool. I might want to go on one of these one day.
I think they said the next one's going to be in January 2019. So
oh shit, that's
start saving up.
How much are they expensive?
That's like $1,000 for the cheapest room.
That's not bad.
Go on the metal cruise with us. We've been wanting to do like
Kiss cruise was started right after our cruise.
Hi, we're here for the Kiss cruise.
I was hoping to see Gene or Paul or somebody getting on.
No, we helicopter in
after we left.
Oh, actually, how we do it so we avoid all the gawkers and you know stuff like that is we have the Kiss submarine, and the Kiss submarine. Docks at the side of the boat. We have this pod, you know, air-free, whatever. I don't know. I'm not science-y. And then you walk in, and then you don't have to look at anybody.
You don't have to periscope it or anything.
No. And then we have an art gallery.
Oh.
Where I do paintings of people.
And if you go to kiss.com, you can find the paintings that Paul did on the cruise.
Right. And they're only $10,000.
Right in the galley there.
Right.
A guy that goes on the Kiss cruise was on the Impractical Jokers cruise. This dude just like goes on cruises all the time, like no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But he said,
"What a life! How do people?
Yeah,
do
I don't know how he does it. It's just a fucking millionaire or something."
Back in the day, I would like to. Sorry to interrupt you. Hold your thought. But you know, before I you know grew up and got married and everything, I think the ideal cruise would be the Girls of Vivid and a lot of weed cruise.
Girls of Vivid.
I think they used to do that kind of thing. I don't know if they do it anymore.
I wonder if they have that same disclaimer. You're not allowed to fuck people. Right. Anyway, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
There was some kind of orgy cruise on that boat.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, right before, like 2 weeks before.
The boat you were on?
Yeah,
but
the same boat.
It was a gay orgy.
Oh. No, it was like a swingers.
Condoms everywhere.
It was swingers.
Did they have to disinfect it?
Yeah, I'm sure they did. But the guy was telling me that they do two Kiss shows on that cruise. I guess it's a 4-day cruise, so they do one show the first day and then another show the third day or something.
Now what else do you do?
But they do one show with makeup and one show without, so you got to decide which one you want to go to.
Being in the blues scene a little bit, I know so many guys that have done stints on cruise ships.
Right.
You know, where they've just been professional bass players for like house bands on there.
Right.
And they'll be out. I mean, they'll do it for 5-6 years.
Really?
Yeah.
They probably make good money.
Yeah, they make good. I mean, they say it gets old after a while.
I imagine.
Yeah, this one bass player I knew, yeah, he met his wife. She was working on the cruise as well, and they were sailing around for 5 years.
They were doing it.
On that Hinchcliffe podcast that he recorded, it was with Doug Benson. That's why I was holding back on that.
See.
That was all Doug did, the whole ship. He just sat there and talked on the podcast for an hour, with Tony Hinchcliffe.
This is it, 2019 Radio Labyrinth Cruise.
Oh, yeah.
You imagine the size of that boat?
Be a rowboat on the Chattahoochee.
They interviewed a dude on the crew that has been working on that same boat for 18 years.
Really?
Jeez. Yeah.
Mm. I'm
telling you, it's a lifestyle, man.
Yeah.
Man, you eat well.
Well, when are these podcasts coming out?
I don't know. It's Pony Hour, it's called. I'm sure they got to edit it and shit, and so hopefully it'll be out soon.
Oh. John Mark was here last week. We did our Halloween show. This is episode 102. Welcome, by the way, to episode 102.
And we're back.
That was one of those long intros.
That's all right.
I like this.
Autumn isn't with us tonight because they did some technical updates.
Shit got fucked up.
It's not fucked up. It's probably better. I just don't know how to use it.
Oh, yeah.
And so,
we'll figure it out, man.
Well, I will, but not right this minute. We'll have it figured out. Jared couldn't figure it out either because he's insane.
Well, Jared didn't
fucking figure
it
out.
And so she has submitted something to us, which I'll play in a little bit. Also, other house cleaning news. Stephanie has left the show, and we miss her dearly. And I know a lot of you will miss her dearly as well.
Fucking Stephanie.
Hashtag fucking Steph. Hopefully she'll contribute stuff from time to time. And
she just sent me a message that a tabloid alleges Charlie Sheen raped Corey Haim.
Wow, winning.
Which tabloid?
It wouldn't that the link
would
not
be. Why are we even care?
That's not a. I mean, you're telling me that, and I'm like, okay, because that's been the speculation for years. But
I didn't know it was Charlie Sheen.
Yeah,
really?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, allegedly. And then Robert.
I don't believe that.
Well,
fake news.
No, I don't think it's fake news. I think Charlie Sheen's a disgusting sexual predator, but it can't be proven, of course. Anyway, back to Steph, and
Well, we should say that everything was cool.
Yeah, everything was cool. Just, she's just, you know, it's life.
And, I mean, I quit the show too, but look, right. I'm sitting here.
Fucking Ira.
Yeah.
But it's life, and we love her, and we're going to miss her, and hopefully she'll come back from time to time.
Yeah, she can come back whenever she wants.
We're still in group texts all day long talking shit, too.
Right, so, and she's, now that I'm back into the podcast fold, now that I have Bluetooth in my car and I can listen, she's given me some good advice. I guess I gave you good advice, but we'll get to it later.
No, you know what? We should talk about that one in the meat of the show, though.
What?
The Exorcist one.
All right, we will.
Don't save it for the end, because I want to get into that.
All right.
The power of Christ compels you!
Let's see.
Are you going to play Adam's thing?
Well, no, let's...
Are we going to talk about Walking Dead?
Yeah, let's talk about Walking Dead.
You guys go ahead.
Speeches and machine guns.
Yeah, I'm Negan. To make it this far, this long, I had to be something. Just like you.
We're not the same.
How's that?
Look at you.
Look at me. Look at us, Rick. Look at us.
What was it last week?
You were like,
oh, on that mini episode.
That was a little disturbing to me, actually.
What?
I was listening to that at work, and it's very loud in my headphones. Yeah, I'm like, oh my God.
All right. I haven't listened to this yet. So here is Autumn's contribution this week.
All right. There's some sort of conspiracy that's keeping me off the air, but you can't stop me. I'm still here. I got things to say about The Walking Dead. Thank God they took care of that baby. I thought that they were just going to use that scene with the baby as a really cheap manipulation to make us, you know, care or whatever that Rick, whatever Rick is doing. And
now, wait a minute. Was that Maggie's baby?
No.
Okay.
It was just some random baby.
Okay. Rando kid.
Have some sort of like crisis for what he's doing, you know, and so I was really, really mad that they weren't bringing up that baby, but finally he brings it out and he's like, her name's Gracie. So thank God. I was really going to be pissed at the writers. What else? Oh, the Morgan and Jesus fight was spatially very strange, and it took me out of it. I know that that's like looking at this thing with a microscope for some of us. Some of us don't care about that kind of thing, but that kind of thing, that kind of, I guess it's cinematography or art direction or something, really takes me out.
The Morgan and Jesus fight was dumb as fuck. And I kept wondering, where are all the people that they had tied up going to go? They're all getting up. They were there. And then next thing you know, they're fighting. And then where are all the tied up people?
Story and makes me, instead of caring about what these two are fighting for or whether Morgan would kill Jesus if he had the chance because he's kind of going off the rails,
I'm Morgan Freeman, and I'm going to kill Jesus.
It takes me away from that. And instead, I'm thinking, like, where are those people that are all, like, the prisoners that are all tied up? Are they all just...
We didn't collude on that.
And also, like, the rest of their party that was standing with them a second ago now is just nowhere in sight and later on is walking up to them. It just takes me out of it. They shouldn't do that. That's sloppy. I cracked up when those zombies came rolling down the hill.
My wife and I, Caitlin looked at me. She went, "What the fuck?" I just cracked up. What? Who put them there? Negan's people?
Yeah, I guess they were pushing them down the hill.
Oh, all right, all right.
Need a new way for zombies to enter a scene. So like, let's have them falling down a hill, roly poly down that hill. Oh, and what Morgan is wearing? He's wearing his armor. I guess I knew it was small, but I thought it kind of was because he was small. I didn't know that it was, and I don't know if it ever was, ever established that that was his son's armor. Is that what they were saying?
Is that what they were saying?
I don't know, maybe.
His kid died in season one, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't his wife in season one, or she kept walking around out in front of his house?
She's that lady from American Horror Story.
Yeah, she's in everything now. Yeah. She's on Ray Donovan. Well, not anymore.
Why I should be on the show today is so that I can ask this question to you guys. Anything else? Let's see. Oh, Eric, the Fagito burrito husband boyfriend guy. Right. I mean, do we care?
No.
He thinks he's dead. He thinks that that's him super far away. Like, why doesn't he? Okay, first of all, if he is dead, if that really is him walking away, why doesn't he just run up there and like double check? You know, like I can't see who that is up there, but maybe that's him. I mean,
I can't watch him die twice.
You know, I would make the assumption on the big, you know, thing of blood that's there, which they did already with Judith in the carrier. It was all full of blood, and they thought, like, Judith's dead. You know, and so, it's annoying. So, yeah, why didn't he just run up and check? That's the first thing. Second thing, I don't care. We have barely seen this husband boyfriend guy, and all of a sudden we're like they give a couple of scene a couple of.
Now, didn't they discover them a couple seasons ago and like walking by themselves? They were together. And,
well, he was the one that brought Rick's group into the whatever it's called,
the hilltop. Yeah. Right.
Shots, I think, in the last episode and in this one where they're like looking at each other like, remember us? Remember Alexander, we're in a relationship we care about if each other are dead? That's us. Here we are looking at each other. We're going to speak a little bit after I'm shot and I'm going to leave you here and you're not going to be dead. Like, it's difficult to care. One, because we don't know who that guy is. We barely know him. Second, it's so obvious that he's either going to be dead, he's going to be found dead as a zombie, or go missing. And then they put in this thing where he's far away, walking away. We don't know if he were a suit where they're implying that he's dead, but we don't know. All right. That's it. I'm sorry to be always annoyed by Walking Dead, but I really hate watch this show. So I try to have positive notes, but my notes just end up being...
I'm in the same.
Things like, who's Cal? And calling that teenager that's still at the hill or whatever I called her.
Mopey?
Tweeny McSullen. Because who the fuck is she? Who cares? She's so sullen. She should...
Hang on.
She should have walked off into the woods and Coral didn't stop, you know, shouldn't have stopped her. Okay, the end. Sorry, I can't be on the show. Love you guys. See you. Bye.
So that chick is actually...
I feel like we can talk to her, like, casually.
Yeah, hey. She did that in a good way.
Yeah.
I'm annoyed by the king, or whatever
Ezekiel.
His name is. King Ezekiel.
Yeah, it's getting out of hand.
A little out of hand, a little overacting. That wig is annoying as fuck. What else? God, what was the other thing I was thinking about? The thing I liked the most was, and I forget the guy's name, who's the guy that ran Hilltop? Originally.
Steven or something.
Is that his name?
Yeah, I think so.
That actor.
Yeah, I don't know what the actor's name is.
But his name's Xander.
Yeah, Xander.
But that was a funny scene, and he's lying. And
yeah.
I want to know, where's Negan been since episode one?
I don't know, too. He was in that trailer with the shitting pants
right.
on.
Right. Hope you brought your shitting pants. Because you're going to be shitting, or something like that.
Because you're going to shit your pants.
Yeah.
And I didn't watch the show, and I remember the line.
Well, I want to know, Gabriel's one of my favorite characters, and you haven't seen him. And Rick's just doing his Rick thing. And I liked it when Daryl killed that guy.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, he's like, all right, let's go. But all in all, I think the season, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of that last Planet of the Apes movie, the original ones, the battle for the Planet of the Apes when Paramount or Fox, whoever, wouldn't give him a budget. And so they were using these school buses and they were fighting on a lot. And there were these ragtag humans and it was just cheap as fuck. And Paul Williams was one of the orangutans.
Really?
This is Paul Williams. I'm one of the Planet of the Apes. I'm an ape. I'm a chimpanzee. No, wait a minute. I'm an orangutan.
I'm Little Enos.
I'm Little Enos.
This is my other ape, Big Enos.
He sang a lot of songs.
Yeah.
Why are there so many songs about monkeys?
I mean, I really only know Paul Williams from Smokin' the Bandit.
Really? You don't know his... He wrote tons of songs.
I know his songs. You know, I know he's a singer and I've seen him, but... Yeah, as far as film goes.
I hope it's a chocolate chip cookie, Daddy.
Big Anus and Little Anus. All right, so I'm pretty much... Are you going to keep watching it, Jeff?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm going to keep watching it, but this whole season has sucked.
Yeah.
Literally, Fear of the Walking Dead was better. That's saying a lot, because Fear of the Walking Dead's not that great.
Well, we've been saying that the show sucks, and Lisa...
It's going to keep going, right?
Yeah, Lisa Krause, one of our big fans and a good friend of ours, she's upset with us, and she wants to come on and argue why it's great, and I'll get this litany of texts as to why we're wrong. And so I might let her do that toward the end of the season.
I mean,
do you want to talk about Walker Stalker Con? Did that dude send you...
He did.
Marty send you that thing?
He did send me go ahead, keep talking.
Did he send a review?
Yeah, well...
Well, this is what happened with Walker Stalker Con.
Right.
Jeff texted me and said, do you want to go to the...
Well...
Originally, Steph and I were supposed to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Steph quit the show.
And this is what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, a couple...
Mm-hmm.
That had nothing to do with
last week.
Yeah,
last weekend I was on a cruise, so it was the weekend before last.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Steph were going to go, and she wanted to interview Bruce Campbell.
Right.
And we didn't get approved to do any interviews, but we got passes to go to the con.
Right.
So then Steph quit and she didn't want to go. And that's how I said, well, did Tim or Ira want to go? And neither one of you guys
Ira
could go.
Ira said no.
Yeah, Ira doesn't watch Walking Dead, but I thought maybe he would want to go see Bruce Campbell or the Sons of Anarchy dudes were all there.
Right.
Nope.
But Ira didn't want to go.
Ira. Fucking Ira.
Ira did volunteer to go pick up the passes right. for you.
Ira was going to go pick up the passes and then I was going to go.
Right.
But my mom was here, so I felt bad. I didn't want to...
Leave her.
Yeah.
While you were walking and stalking.
Yeah.
Well... Is his name Kevin?
No, it's Marty, I think.
Okay, yeah, Marty Johnson.
Yeah.
He did record something for us. I'm going to put it at the end of the show, so stick around and you can hear it at the end of the show.
So a radio went in our stead, is what you're saying.
That's right, so you can...
Well, I reached out to the Facebook Radio Shack group and said, hey, anybody want to go to Walker's Talk?
and nobody wanted to go.
No, some people wanted to go. Yeah. I had two or three people hit me up, and he was one of the first ones, so...
All right, well, stick around to the end of the show, and you'll hear Marty's review of Walker Stalker Con. It's going to wait to the end to promote this, but isn't there another convention coming up that we're going to go to?
That's next weekend.
Next weekend?
Yep.
All right.
Heroes and Villains.
Oh, yeah. You wanted to go to that.
Yeah, I'll go to that.
Atlanta.
One day at least. Where is it?
The Georgia World Congress Center, November 18th to 19th.
Oh, that's great, because that means there'll be a lot of room.
Yeah, there is a lot of room at this one.
And they don't fill up.
No.
Stephen Amell from Arrow.
Yeah.
John Barrowman.
I love John Barrowman.
Ming-Na Wen from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You know her from other stuff.
Right.
Victor Garber. You know who that is?
Mm-mm.
He's a pretty big TV actor. Brandon Routh, Superman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, from the bad Superman.
Yeah, the bad Superman.
The one with Kevin Spacey. You know who directed that?
Yeah, the other guy.
Brian Singer.
Oh, really? The two of them?
Yeah.
The dirty duo.
The dude that's the Penguin on Gotham's going to be there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Ric Flair's supposed to be there.
Well, hopefully he'll make it. You know he banged 10,000 chicks.
And he jerked off twice a day. Did you read that?
Yeah. Hilarious.
So what's Eric wrong didn't believe with that?
Huh?
So what's wrong with that?
I can't even do it once a day.
What?
And James Remar. He's like probably the biggest star.
James Remar.
Yeah, shouldn't deprive yourself.
You know who I mean.
No.
Dexter's dad.
Oh, him?
Yeah.
Oh, I love him. Gans from 48 Hours.
Mm.
So awesome. Check that out. If where can people find out about that?
It's heroesfanfest.com.
Heroesfanfest.
And where is it?
At Georgia World Congress Center, November 18th and 19th.
Cool.
And we'll be down there a little bit somewhere.
All right, Ira, you brought a new game this week, didn't you?
Yeah, you ready for that? I thought we were going to talk more TV.
Transitions.
Yeah? Oh, wait. You want to talk more TV?
Well, you listed that we were going to talk about Stranger Things.
I literally haven't watched anything. I watched Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That was funny as shit this week.
The accidental text on purpose.
Uh-huh.
That's hilarious.
And I love that Jeff got busted fucking that realtor, so now he has to do everything that Susie wants him to do. And this was a good episode because it had a lot of, what's-his-face on it. Why can't I think of his name?
Richard Lewis?
No, Richard's on
the line. Oh,
Funkhauser.
Yeah.
Funkhauser.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Good episode.
No,
I hate
up.
Your water.
Huh?
I hate your water.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Did you see it, Ira?
No, I haven't been watching this season.
Oh, God, you have to. It's this one was the best one so far.
Yeah, I have to agree.
But the other ones were still good.
I mean, they're short, so I might be able to pick
it.
This one actually felt like a cohesive episode.
Yeah.
Here's what you do. You send me a text, but you accidentally send it to her on purpose. And in the text, you say something like, hey, Larry, you were an asshole the other night.
Okay, I've never said this to you before.
Yeah.
You're brilliant. I can say anything I want.
Anything.
Look, she texted me right back. I love you. I know this is not meant for me. What a great man to stick up for me like that.
But what else? So are you watching Stranger Things yet or even seen
it
yet?
No, not yet.
Right.
I downloaded three of them to watch on the cruise, but I never got a chance.
I'm up to five. How about you?
Yeah, I think that's where I am.
I
think I'm through five.
I'm liking it.
Go ahead and talk about it, though, if you want to. I don't.
Well, no, we can't do this now.
Well, the little curly-headed kid there, he got new teeth, right? Or did they grow in? I don't know what was wrong with
him. I think he's got a flipper or whatever they wear.
A flipper?
Yeah, like a dentures.
Really? Yeah. What happened? What was wrong with his teeth?
He's got that...
Cleft palate?
No, he's got a disease.
Like some weird...
Yeah.
Huh.
He's got a thing.
Okay. He's got a thing. Okay, that's it. Well, I got it. Yeah, he's got a thing.
He's got a charity that runs for people that have this, whatever. I forget what it's called. But
oh, good for him.
You can look it up. Yeah.
One thing that disgusted me, I read a story last week that somebody said that Millie Bobby Brown is one of the sexiest actresses in America.
Oh, my God.
She's 13 years old. And cool your fucking jets.
She's from England, too, so she's not even from America.
Right, but it's just cool your fucking jets.
That's what he's got a problem with.
These are kids. No, he said that was gross. Yeah. I heard him say that.
Did you see the 11 ketchup dispenser?
Yeah.
It's like a bottle of ketchup with her head on it.
Oh, really? It comes out of her nose?
It pours out of her nose.
I love it. Her powers are getting pretty strong.
Yeah?
Yeah. So you haven't seen any of it?
Nope, nothing.
All right.
Man, we shouldn't. I, you know, well, I
don't want to talk about it.
No, I'm fully enjoying it, and yeah. I'm doing the thing where I want to watch the next one, but it's getting too late at night, and I'm like, fuck.
Right.
You know, I want to keep going. I do have my issues with it. I'll say overall, and this won't be any spoilers,
mm-hmm.
There's been so much buildup because, well, what Autumn said. What did she say? She said it was precious, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
Like the first
season was precious.
And now it's... They want to live up to the hype.
Now it's a show.
Bigger. They want to be. They want to do. You know, all sorts of crazy shit, and they want to wow the audience.
They should have had Smashing Pumpkins do the score.
So, yeah.
If you're watching it, you'll understand what that means.
Pumpkins, yeah.
And
rotting pumpkins.
I like Dart.
Do you?
No, I hate Dart. I wish it would kill the fucking thing.
Well,
that's what I would have done. I would have hit it over the head with a hammer.
That whole
fuck this thing is.
I'll say that, and that'll be a little spoiler for Jeff. But that whole storyline. It's feeling a little weird to me.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
That's the one.
The shit they went through the last season.
Exactly.
They would kill it immediately.
Exactly.
Or give it to Mad About You.
Reiser. Paul Reiser's great.
In it.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. He's taking over the.
He's the main bad guy now.
Yeah. Batman.
I love present day Paul Reiser.
I didn't even recognize him.
Really?
Not at first.
Yeah. Well, as I told you last week, I was watching that Red Oak show, so...
He's not as nebbish as he was on Mad About You.
No. But on Red Oak, he's, anyway.
All right. Mr. Robot, I'm not caught up.
You're not?
I'm not caught up on that either.
All right. Well, fuck it.
I haven't watched shit.
Did you watch the Squidbillies?
Yeah, I did watch Squidbillies.
So you have watched shit. You're watching all the shit that I'm not watching.
I'm trying to watch short shit that... I can watch with my mom.
Yeah.
My mom's
like Squidbillies?
No, but she could sit there for 12 minutes while I watch Squidbillies.
Did she watch the one with me in it?
Yep.
Dog sweep left on exit 435 to I-75 South. And run, Lindsay, run. Lindsay Scott. Straight until you reach the 10. Interstate 10.
Hey, y'all cooking something back there?
And they didn't use your filmed in Georgia thing at the end of this one.
Yes, they did.
No, it was somebody else.
No, it wasn't. It was me.
No, it was somebody else. It was a lady.
No, I heard it.
Made in Georgia.
On that one it was, but this week's.
Oh, it's different every week.
Oh, okay.
They have whoever was on the show do it.
I thought they were doing that Made in Georgia thing every week.
No.
Oh, okay.
Just for that episode.
Wow.
Made in Georgia. Go Dogs.
No, not watching it.
All right.
Not watching it.
All right, so we are going to play a new game tonight called Bigger Bombs. And this is.
Oh, bombs, I thought.
Ira's the king of the games.
Well.
I thought I said bigger boobs.
No.
Well, we were going to play Length Matters again, but then I came up with this one. But
I do like it. I love your games. By the way, the game we played last week, everybody loved it.
Oh, the Halloween score
game?
Yeah, it's too bad you weren't around for that, Jeff. That was fun.
Yeah, I got to listen to that episode. I downloaded it, and I've been meaning to.
You weren't on it.
No, I know, but. That's the episode that I liked.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I like that game, too. And I have to admit, when I was, you know, figuring out which themes I was going to use for that show, and I was kind of converting them to MP3s late at night before, you know, the night before, I was getting a little freaked out.
Why?
I'm telling you, that music can fuck with your head.
This episode of Radio Labyrinth is produced by you. How's that you say? Well... You can find out how to produce Radio Labyrinth by going to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. Join the ranks of the Radio Army. Our top producers this month are Wendy Muller and Gordon Drum, followed by Keith Tate, JB, Rusty Weinberg, Kevin Stokes, Chad Shepard, Chris Weiland, Ryan Humans, Darren Downey, Ryan O'Connor, Dan Carroll, Denise Reynolds, Brian Jackson, Chris Colhard, Zach Pittman, Beth Van Elswick, Lou Caniglio, Mike Hall, David C. Funk, Matt Carter, Jonathan Wilson, Eric Malmstrom, Colin Oman, Amber Gilpatrick, Herb Lamb, Jose Perales, Trent, and Dustin Lawler. Thank you guys very much for supporting Radio Labyrinth. You too out there, you listeners. Doesn't matter what you donate. We got great prizes coming up. Keep your eyes open to Radio Labyrinth social media for the latest updates. Coming soon, I swear, I swear, I swear. All right, before we get into the game, I'm just going to throw out one of my staff pick now because I want to talk about this.
Yes, we'll do I
it,
do too.
We'll do it real quick. Get it
I
out
binged.
Of the way. So we're skipping ahead here. My staff pick, one of them, I'll have another one for later.
It's fine because I don't have one.
Is The Exorcist, Inside the Exorcist podcast from Wondery. Narrator Mark Ramsey traces the origins of the bedrock horror film from its real-life inspirations all the way through its production, interspersing the experiences of the Exorcist novelist William Peter Blatty, director William Friedkin, actress Linda Blair, and a bevy of individuals whose names may or may not have made the movie poster. Ramsey's seven-part deep dive into the film's past emphasizes atmosphere as much as biography.
Unclean spirit!
Show it up your ass!
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ! It is he who commands you. He who flung you from the heights of heaven to the depths of hell.
Fuck him.
Be gone.
Fuck him, Garrus.
From
Fuck
this
him.
Creature of God.
This guy, Mark Ramsey, produced the whole thing himself. He does all the different voices except for the character of Regan.
Well, hold on a second. I was going to ask you, how did you find this?
I found this by, I had finished Dirty John.
Yeah. You did.
Binge Dirty John.
So we should talk
so
about
good.
That, too.
We can later.
All right, we'll talk about that later.
Because Jeff doesn't listen to these. I don't want to, you know.
I started to listen to Dirty John, but I didn't
into
finish it now.
Nah, I loved it.
Finish it up.
Guy's a creep.
Last episode is like, holy shit.
Yeah, no shit.
I know.
So I found it that way. And Wondery has a lot of these good true crime ones. I just started a new one today.
Well, wait, was Dirty John on Wondery?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's how I got the.
I got you.
Right. And plus, I love The Exorcist, and I like William Friedkin, and so you were going to ask.
Well, I was going to ask how you've
found it. I just found it.
Yeah.
And so I told you and Steph about it, and I think she started listening to it as well. Great little 30-minute podcast, seven episodes. You can finish it really quick in your car. You know,
yeah, I did five today.
Oh, you did five today? Yeah, that's not unusual.
I want to finish it. Well, and I was listening on my way here.
Right. And so I don't know why it made me – oh, the music – they go into where they came up with the idea to use tubular bells for the music because they're trying to find a good score. And, and he took it to a guy and he said, can you make a score? And he goes, no, I can't without the print.
Right.
And Friedkin was a...
It was the guy that did Citizen Kane.
Yes,
it was
that's right.
Yeah, the guy who scored Citizen Kane. And he was like, I think the movie's a piece of shit, but I'll do it.
Yeah.
And Friedkin was like, well, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
I want somebody that, you know.
And then they heard tubular bells and they did the theme. And I didn't know that Jason Miller was Jason Patrick's father.
Yeah. I didn't know that either.
I knew that.
I didn't know that. And how he
He got hit by a motorcycle.
He didn't find any success after the movie, really. No. Linda Blair, you know, we know her notoriety throughout the years. She was in Playboy, though. Yay.
But this podcast, the way it's done is kind of like nothing I've ever heard.
Because same here.
It's half... It's almost like listening to an audiobook in a way.
It is, yes.
But then he does the characters, too.
Mm-hmm.
So... He's talking about a scene that happened, maybe a phone call that happened between Friedkin and one of the other actors.
Right.
And they'll reenact that phone call.
And he's doing both voices.
And I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you. In the first episode when he was doing that, I was getting a little like, this is a little cheesy.
But then,
I don't know, it kind of finds its way, and it's kind of cool.
My first reaction was, oh, is it going to be like this?
Right.
But then it gets better.
Get through the first one, and if you're getting the douche chills feeling or something about, just keep going, because it
so if you're a fan of classic movies and old Hollywood and history of Hollywood and people talking about it, well, check out Inside the Exorcist. It is on the Wondery Network, and of course you can find it on all your podcatchers.
Right.
So.
You're a podcatcher.
Speaking of old movies, I watched Parallax View last Friday night.
Oh, yeah?
God, what a good movie, and how relevant to today.
That's what Parallax View is.
Warren Beatty.
Yeah.
And basically there's a corporation.
I think I saw that back in high school or something.
Where everybody in the corporation assassinates people.
That's early 70s?
Yeah, early 70s film. Yeah. And kind of loosely based off of the RFK assassination.
Oh.
And it's just, but the thing that's distracting is how gorgeous Warren Beatty is and how good looking he is. You're like, God, he was good looking.
Talk about a guy that, you know, women were throwing themselves at.
No kidding. And then the main guy at the main assassin, one of the guys who works for the company Parallax, is the rapist who raped Ned Beatty in
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Deliverance?
Deliverance. So I just kept going, squeal! Hey, Scruffy, you need a haircut? Got an idea for you. Go to MaryToddHairCo.com, find yourself an appointment, and get yourself a haircut. They also have hot lather shaves and some of the best colorists in the city. Don't believe me? Pick up your iPhone and go, hey, Siri, where can I get the best men's or women's haircut in Atlanta? Guess what? It's going to pop up Mary Todd Hair Co. Also, Mary Todd has a custom line of shampoo, pomades, beard oils, all handmade using the finest ingredients available. Did I say they're produced locally? Well, they are. Check them out at MaryToddHairCo.com/products. All right, let's play your game.
Oh, okay. The game. Very simple. This is called Bigger Bombs.
Bigger Bombs.
I'm already picturing
MB.
The
Bigger Bombs,
the
Bigger
music
bombs.
That Johnny's going to make for us for this.
I would love
one.
It if you would.
Well, if it lasts. If people don't like this shit, then we don't have to make a song.
Well, I told you that eventually we're going to have it so people can call in and play with us.
All right. Well, this is very simple.
Right.
As you know, mm-hmm. in any particular year, all the films made in that year, there are certainly some bombs, some flops, some
yes.
movies that did not do well
mm-hmm.
as in regards to how much they spent on the budget for the production of the film and you know what they grossed at the box office.
Okay.
So this game is very simple. I'm going to take 1 year, and I will give you some of the flops from that year.
Okay.
And all you got to do is tell me which one flopped worse.
Okay.
But it's kind of like the ratio. Like
Ishtar. What? I pick Ishtar.
Between the production budget and what they made. And I'm going to say this. I'm only doing U.S. or domestic box office.
Okay.
Just
all right.
U.S. Because all right. if you add, a lot of them did real well overseas and blah, blah, blah.
All right. Here we go with Bigger Bombs.
So I picked a recent year. I picked 2016. Why not? Everything's kind of fresh in our head.
All right. So basically, we're telling you.
I'm going to give you two movies.
And we got to guess which one bombed the worst.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, first matchup. Do you remember a movie called Inferno? This was the follow-up to Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons with Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
It was based on the Dan Brown book. So, I have that one. This is 2016. And then, do you remember a film called Allegiant?
No.
Now, that is part of the Divergent series.
Right.
I haven't seen any of those.
With Shailene Woodley.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was all shot.
She's
going to
run
too.
For Congress.
So, this was part one of the final, you know, it was like, what's the
it's
other
like Hunger Games.
It's like Hunger Games, mm-hmm. right. So, this is part one of the final installment. So, that was 2016 as well.
All right.
Both of these did not do very well in that year. Which one, gentlemen, do you think did worse, Inferno or Allegiant?
Inferno.
Seems like Allegiant would be the bigger bomb because it's like a
science fiction
thing, and they probably had a big budget for the special effects and all that
shit.
Well,
you don't think Inferno was there's a lot of action.
Probably not a lot of special effects. And Tom Hanks is probably, he was probably paid
a lot.
A big part of that budget, but I don't see him having a lot for special effects.
But also remember with Allegiant, you know, it was a part of the series. That
right, and I think
a lot of people were into
it. YA people would have gone to see that. So.
Young adult? Is that what that means?
YA.
Yeah.
YA
people. All right, so you're going with Allegiant.
No, I think I'll say... I think I'll say Inferno also.
I'm saying Inferno.
You're both saying Inferno. Mm. Inferno was a $75 million budget. Its domestic gross was $34
million. Mm-hmm.
That's a difference of $41 million.
Okay.
That it lost. Allegiant had a budget of $113 million.
Mm-hmm.
With a domestic gross of $66 million. That's a difference of $47 million. Allegiant wins. It's close.
Yep.
That was a close one. But Allegiant was the bigger flop.
All right. We're 0 for a, we're both.
Okay, you ready?
0-0.
You ready for the next one?
Sure.
Also in 2016, there was a film called Warcraft. Remember this?
Yes.
Based on World of Warcraft.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember
Liam
hearing?
Neeson was in it, right? I don't know.
No, I don't think
I don't think.
World of Warcraft.
But it was directed by Duncan Jones, who's, that's Bowie's son.
Right.
Who did, he did some cool movies, though. He did Moon with Sam Rockwell and a couple other things.
And you do Hurt Locker.
No, that was that chick.
But I remember hearing an interview with him when this was coming out, and he's a really cool guy. And I felt bad that this movie bombed because... Oh, you met him?
Yeah, we had him on The Regular Guys for some movie, but I don't remember what it was.
Well, this wouldn't have been, well, 2016 wouldn't have been this.
No, certainly not.
The trailer looked awful, though.
All right, so.
Anyway, another movie, Assassin's Creed, also based on a video game.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember this one?
Was Jake Gyllenhaal?
Michael Fassbender.
Oh, Fassbender, yeah.
Oh, yeah, King of the Bombs.
So, Warcraft and Assassin's Creed.
I'm going to say Assassin's Creed was a bigger bomb.
I am, too.
Warcraft was budgeted at $160 million.
God.
Domestic gross, $47 million.
So basically $120 million flop.
A difference of $113 million.
Okay.
Assassin's Creed budgeted at $125 million to make it. Domestic gross of $15 million. That's a difference of $110 million. Warcraft wins, actually.
Okay.
It's a bigger flop.
Damn. We're not doing well at this game.
Well, these are pretty close. Maybe in the future I should make them a little farther apart.
Sure.
Like I had 110 million difference and 113. Okay. Basically, it's a guessing game.
We have more?
If you want.
Yeah, let's do a couple
do
more.
Do one more? Okay. Yeah, these are
we good. Don't need a tiebreaker.
No. No, you don't. All right. Well, yeah, I got a couple to choose from here. All right. Do you remember a movie called Gods of Egypt?
Yeah, I saw it, actually.
Yeah,
and
I saw that, too.
What did you think?
It was awful.
Yeah, it was
Gerard
not good.
Butler.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Now, do you remember that they released Ben Hur?
I do.
In 2016,
a remake of Ben Hur.
Remake.
That's got to be the bigger bomb.
Yeah, absolutely.
People saw Gods of Egypt. Some people saw that
with Morgan Freeman and Jack Houston. Who's Jack Houston?
I don't know.
Well, he was like the top billed guy. So you're saying Ben Hur bigger flop, huh?
I'm saying Ben Hur as well. We're probably both wrong.
Gods of Egypt. Budgeted at $140 million to make. Domestic gross of $31
million. Oh.
That is a difference of $109 million. Ben-Hur budgeted right at $100 million.
Uh-oh.
Domestic gross, $94
million. Oh, Christ.
See, that.
I mean, Moses.
How the religious people.
No,
I mean, Ben-Hur.
You said Christ, right?
Yeah.
That is probably why this movie actually did not do that bad.
Religious people went
exactly.
So Christians.
Yeah. So that's a difference of $6 million. So that was a big drop.
Oh, shit.
You guys are doing horrible.
We all bombed. At the who bombed
who
bigger,
bombed?
Though?
Who
me
bombed?
Or Tim?
All right, we both bombed. You want to do one more?
One more.
Okay. Zoolander 2.
Oh, okay.
Never saw it.
Ben Stiller, sequel to Zoolander, obviously. And do you remember this movie, Free State of Jones? With Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah, yeah.
That was 2016.
It's Free State of Jones.
As well.
What was that about?
It was like...
it's about Tennessee or something?
Yeah, like, you know, white guy in Tennessee is doesn't believe in the whole cause for...
Oh, the Confederacy?
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know.
All right. Well...
Anyway, so Free State of Jones, Zoolander 2, bigger flop.
State of Jones, because I can't imagine that it cost a lot of money to make either of those films.
And I think a lot of people probably were curious to see Zoolander 2 because of the first one, even though Zoolander 2 sucked. Before word of mouth got out, they probably made back a little bit of their budget.
Speaking Zoolander had a cult following.
Speaking of which, all the reviews for Justice League are boycott. And what do they call that?
I don't know.
What do they call it when when you can't do a review? Embargo. Go ahead.
Embargo.
Oh, because it's so bad. I mean, I saw the trailer for that, and I was like, oh, my God.
It looks awful.
Looks so bad.
Right.
I mean, when you can't make a good trailer of something,
right,
then that's a problem. All right, Zoolander 2, Free State of Jones, you're both going Free State as the bigger flop. Zoolander 2 was budgeted at $50 million, domestic gross of $29 million. It's a difference of $21 million.
Okay.
Still a flop, or a bomb, if we say. Free State of Jones also budgeted for $50 million, domestic gross of $21
million. Ugh.
So you guys were right. Difference of $29
million. Good.
So you got it.
All right.
But it was pretty close, though.
All right.
So that is the game, Bigger Bombs.
Bigger Bombs. All right. Let's next time we play it, let's look at 90s flops. I bet you.
Yeah. All right. You know, I was going to do different.
Yeah, that's true. Ira can do whatever he wants.
Well, I can do it now. I mean, look, this is the first night we're doing it.
Fucking Ira can do whatever he wants.
We'll
you got it?
That's right.
You got it?
You got it. Oh, yeah. That's when when they go in and
fucking Janice can do whatever the fuck she wants.
Yeah, you're right.
Beat up the guy with a phone.
Where was she working? She was working...
some, like, salon.
Right.
Yeah. She just goes in and beats the shit out of him.
Right, Janice.
Janice Rossi, you're my whore. Oh, man, I'm tired. Been a long day, fellas.
But you were in,
went to that remote, right?
Yeah, we had a remote this morning in McDonough.
I might try to come to Mad Life next week.
Mad Life is a cool place.
Yeah, well, I've been there. And I got a buddy who's a fan of the Doctrine who lives right up there. And
now, come on
up. I want to go, so maybe I'll meet him up there.
Definitely. Next Wednesday, if you're a fan of the Von Hessler Doctrine, we will be live at Mad Life in Woodstock.
Downtown. It's a schlep for me, but because I love you guys
so
much.
For you, for me, I live in Tucker. So it means I got to take 285 during rush hour.
Yeah, that's going to be like a shoe
in the
nuts.
Just go up there the night before and spend the night.
Now, that would be nice, but that's expensive. That's a good idea.
Bring a tent.
I may do that and sleep outside.
Very short night, motherfucker. For me. Hello, guys.
Hey, look.
Yeah,
look, guys. Slithered in.
So you're back now.
I'm back, right? And we'll talk all about movies tonight. I got three new movies.
Well, you
in
know, we had your cousin in here a few weeks ago.
My cousin?
The original.
I thought he died.
I thought he died, too, but he showed up.
He was a zombie.
Weeks ago.
Oh, he's a zombie, is it? What happened?
It looked exactly the same.
Night of the Living Red Box Trout.
What's your name again? Nigel.
Let me think about it.
Reginald Nubbinsworth?
Something Nubbinsworth. Yeah, Reginald D. Nubbinsworth. When you rub my nubbin, where's the blonde?
Cheers.
It's not rubbing anybody's nubbin.
You rubbed her the wrong way, sir.
I like where you're going with your puns, mate. I like when you're going with your punch. All right, we got three new movies inside the red box, and I'm going to tell you about what they are. You ready?
And we have to guess what they are?
No, there's no game. I'll tell you the name of it before.
Well, you know how much I like games.
I know, you're a game guy. Yeah. Anyway, The Glass Castle, based on a book which I didn't read because I can't read. Four siblings must learn how to be responsible because their hippie-ass parents are always getting fucked up. When sober, their dad teaches them about science and shit, plus gives them life lessons. When he's drunk, he fucks them.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Also, the mother is a lazy bitch whore who hates children. Starring Bri Larson, Woody True Detective, and Naomi Watts. Rated R.
It's Brie, sir, like the cheese.
Hmm?
The cheese, Brie.
Bri Larson. Bri Larson. Brie. Yes. Woody True Detective, and Naomi Watts.
Right.
You know her.
Woody True Detective. Naomi Watts, Mulholland Drive.
She's married to Ray Donovan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
They have a couple of little weird children who are doing overtly sexual things. Anyway.
We have Schreiber.
Yeah, he's a weirdo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, War for the Planet of the Apes. Gollum and his monkey friends go to war with Woody True Detective. And they suffer massive losses. Gollum Chimp goes full tilt and rages on Woody True Detective until they fall deep within a cavern where they discover a bunch of skinless dudes and end up shooting Moses.
Really?
Starring Woody True Detective, Gollum, and a bunch of damn dirty apes.
Wait, who's Moses? Oh.
You don't get the reference?
No, I don't.
To Beneath the Planet of the Apes?
No.
Where the...
Oh, because it was, yeah. What's
Because Charlton Heston didn't want to do a sequel, and they gave him a lot of money, and he said, all right, I'll do it if I die. And so at the end of the second Planet of the Apes movie, they find him, and he's in a prison, and they kill him. He's in there.
And Nova's in War for the Planet of the Apes, too.
Nova?
In the new one.
Really?
Yeah, the little girl. Her name is Nova.
Oh, that's right.
And she doesn't talk.
That's right.
Huh.
She can't speak.
Another reference to the original.
Sorry. Sorry to make you break character, sir.
That's okay.
Anyway, The Dark Tower. That's a third and final one.
I know how you feel about this.
A white man in black walks across a desert being pursued by a black man who is of the white. You gotta read a book.
Yeah.
The black man is a gunslinger who doesn't lose his fingers to a tragic lobster accident, doesn't meet a crazy lady with multiple personalities, and doesn't meet a wisecracking heroin-addicted New Yorker, or frankly, doesn't do anything remotely connected to the Stephen King opus. At any rate, this movie sucks. Watch it at your own peril, Si. Long Days and Pleasant Nights, starring Matthew True Detective, some kid, and Stringer Bell. Rated R.
Stringer Bell.
Would have been so much better if Ron Howard had done it.
You watched it too?
Yeah.
I didn't watch it.
I thought you did.
No interest. Maybe when it comes on HBO or whatever, I'll give it a shot.
That's terrible.
They should have done a series.
Yeah.
And like The Man in Black is like, using all kinds of weird technology and shit to travel around. Like, fuck that. That's not how the books are.
I know. They went through thinnies or they had to go to the Manny to try. It's dumb. Fucking stupid. All right.
Now I want to watch Exorcist again after listening to this fucking podcast.
Oh, my God. Yeah, me too.
I want to, like, scour it and look at every little thing.
They re-released it a long time ago, maybe late 90s, early 2000s. Jeff and I went and saw that.
Did we?
Yeah, it's the, they added the scene.
Oh, they added the spider walking scene.
Yeah. But there's a lot of fascinating stuff because Friedkin won big for The French Connection. Right. Bunch of Oscars and shit.
Yeah.
And then Exorcist got nominated for a ton of shit, didn't get anything, too.
Right.
Nothing.
Yeah, but
for
everybody was up his ass trying to get into Exorcist.
Exactly.
Because of French Connection.
Right.
And they had some good stories about French Connection, too.
Yeah.
When he said he had the studio heads going, that name will never work. It's going to be a kiss of death because it's going to sound like a foreign film. That'll never play.
I love old Hollywood shit.
They wanted
shit.
To call it Popeye.
I'm getting caught up on... getting caught up on Gilbert again, too.
Are you? Yeah, I haven't listened to Gilbert in a while.
The Wink Martindale episode's great.
Yeah.
And Gilbert appears on You Made It Weird this week, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I might listen to that.
Yeah.
I listen to pretty much anything with Gilbert in it.
You can find all these by using my staff pick.
Well, we'll get to that.
All right. Oh, yeah?
Two and a Half Men. This is breaking news.
Oh.
From what's this stupid blog called? Nikki Swift. All right. The Two and a Half Men star is facing a disturbing allegation. The National Enquirer reports that former actor Dominic Brascia has accused Charlie Sheen of sexually assaulting the late Corey Haim. Oh, man, I didn't want to read that. But they were in Lucas together.
Oh. Charlie Sheen, has he ever been in the news for, you know, switching teams?
I don't know about that. I don't think that's a switching teams thing. I think that is a exerting power over a child thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Charlie Sheen was like the protector of him after.
No, that's Robert Downey Jr.
Wow.
Robert Downey Jr. went and took him out of somebody's home that was abusing him.
Right. That I could see.
Because Haim's parents weren't even, they didn't give a shit, allegedly. And so, allegedly, this is all allegations. You can find a lot of this shit on Crazy Days and Nights, that blog, where they just do blind items and then reveal who the scumbags are. There was a poster on there whose name was H-I-M-M-M-M, him.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think that's Downey and his friends.
Oh.
And they just reveal shit, like the good people in Hollywood.
Huh.
But it is true that he rescued Haim from abuse.
I've heard that.
I
mean, how reliable is that?
I don't know. We just got the text. Winning. Yeah. And then Corey Feldman has been on TV a lot talking about it.
Canceled his whole tour.
I had to cancel my tour because of death
Hollywood
threats.
Hollywood Starwalkers, man.
Well, are you going to pay off your, what does he call them, the angels?
I got to pay them off, get the $10 million so I can expose.
These are working girls. They need to keep
They are. Money. What about them, you know? I mean.
You just canceled their tour, too.
I'm afraid.
Did you think of them?
Fuck them.
You probably have.
It is almost the holiday season. It's when people get excited about holiday movies that are coming out.
Oh, all the Hanukkah movies that are out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I love those Hanukkah movies.
Hanukkah is included in the holidays. You starts with Thanksgiving.
Is there a Hanukkah movie?
No, but I'm saying that there are.
The David S. Pumpkins Hanukkah special?
Yeah. No, I'm asking you.
Is what, there a Hanukkah movie?
Anyway, go on. Sorry.
Anyway.
I'm fucking
So up. Here are a couple of the big films. I'm not going to read all of them, but there are a lot of big films coming out this fall. One already in theaters, Thor Ragnarok. Have any of you guys seen it?
No, I want to.
No, but I heard it's actually really good.
Directed by... Taika Waititi.
What?
Dude from What We Do in the Dark.
Yeah. Starring Chris Hemsworth as Thor, Tom Hiddleston, Kate Blanchett, Idris Elba, Jeff Goldblum, Anthony Hopkins, Mark Ruffalo, and Benedict Cumberbatch as Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Thor Ragnarok looks like a really good time.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go see that. Definitely going to go see it. Here's a superhero movie coming out on November 17th that I will never see.
Justice League.
Yes. Directed by Zack Snyder, starring Gal Gadot, Jason Momoa, Amy Adams, Ben Affleck, Ezra Miller as The Flash. Does he play The Flash on TV, this guy? So why don't they
should have got the guy from TV.
That's stupid. Ray Fisher is Cyborg. Henry Cavill is Superman. Jesse Eisenberg is Lex Luthor. J.K. Simmons as Commissioner Gordon. And Jeremy Irons is Alfred Pennyworth. I will watch it on cable.
Well, you'll watch it if it comes on cable.
Yeah, probably. Get high and watch. Daddy's Home 2.
I mean...
I didn't see the first one.
The trailer starts very strong, you know, with Mel Gibson and everything. And
right.
It looks hysterical. By the end of even just the trailer, I'm like, oh, this is going to be...
But Linda Cardellini's in it.
Why, she wasn't in the first one?
I don't know.
She's
I just
been
saw
in a
that
lot of stuff.
In. Yeah.
She was on Mad Men, and then she's in... Yeah, anyway.
Here's another one, The Star.
What is that? I haven't
Sony Pictures Animation. A small but brave donkey and his animal friends.
Oh, I saw.
Become the unsung heroes of the first Christmas. So you're out.
Well, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah. Starring the voices of Stephen Wynn, Ving Rhames, Christopher Plummer, Kris Kristofferson, Anthony Anderson, Oprah Winfrey, Zachary Levi, and Tyler Perry.
Yeah, I saw that. I was in the theater with the kids watching, you know, something, and they had a trailer for that.
Yeah.
And I got a little, I was like, oh, this is very, this is a very religious movie.
I'm going to have to pass because I don't have kids and I don't like donkeys.
But anyway, the next one that you have listed on here, I'm definitely going to say.
Coco?
Yeah.
Pixar?
Well.
Aspiring musician Miguel teams up with charming trickster Hector on an extraordinary journey through the land of the dead.
There's a movie called Book of Life, and you guys wouldn't know this. It's another kids' movie. It's an animated. However, it's directed by a Guillermo del Toro thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a great movie. This seems like it's the Pixar version of that.
Okay.
It looks almost exactly the same.
All right. And Pixar movies are, like, let's
they're
just be
always
honest.
Great.
They're always great.
Yeah.
Something for adults, but I'm not a Mexican, and I don't have any niños.
Tanya, there's a lot.
Jeff, you going to go see this?
It's Pixar. I'll probably see it eventually.
Here's one that I'm definitely going to go see. The Man Who Invented Christmas. Ira, this is right up your alley. The journey that led to Charles Dickens' creation of A Christmas Carol, a timeless tale that will redefine the holiday. Starring Dan Stevens as Charles Dickens and Christopher Plummer again, who's, I guess, in every holiday movie this year. Christopher Plummer plays Ebenezer Scrooge. I am a huge fan of Dickens, and I love, that's one of my...
Yeah, you love Dickens.
I love Dickens cider.
He loves Dick.
All right, guys, let's get out of the gutter here.
I said ends.
Oh, okay. But I'm interested in that. It comes out on November 22nd. And then finally, on this list, Star Wars The Last Jedi comes out on December 15th.
What's everybody thinking?
I'm thinking it looks good. Yep. I'm thinking that I'm definitely going to go see it, and I'm just going to go enjoy a Star Wars movie.
So is Rey going to the dark side? What's happening?
I don't know.
Here?
It looks
pretty obvious, right?
I try to avoid. I'm doing my damnedest to avoid any spoilers on YouTube.
Yeah, but
and
the trailer was a spoiler, basically.
I know, but I don't know.
Come on.
Maybe he's going to become good. You know, whatever his name is, Darth Girls.
Let the past die. That's the only way to become what you were meant to be.
Darkness rises, and light to meet it.
I need someone to show me my place in all this.
Come on! This is not going to go the way you think.
I am Darth Nihilus. You remember that one?
Yeah, of course I remember. Hi, I'm Darth Nihilus.
Anytime I hear Darth, that's what I think.
Darth Nihilus. If you don't know what that is, go to Google and type
Do
in
you know that, Jeff?
Darth Nihilus.
It's from Stern.
It is. It's a prank. It's not a prank. They go to a...
They went to a con.
They didn't go to a con. It was
one of those guys.
Yeah, it was the guy that used to go to all those things for him on the West Coast.
So who are you, sir? I am Darth Nihilus.
I am Darth Nihilus. No, you are. Anyway, Google it if you want to hear it. Darth Nihilus.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm going to be super psyched about any Star Wars movie and, you know.
What's that guy's name, though? With that character's name. I'm having a real rough time that I'm tired.
Iron John?
Long day. No, the guy in Star Wars, the evil dude, Han Solo's kid.
I know, I can't think of it
either. What was the character's name?
Fuck, what's wrong with us?
Jeff?
Nah, I don't know.
You have the
Come
best
on,
brain.
Jeff. This is stupid.
And people at home are like, you fucking idiots. You're supposed to know about pop culture. And
or in
casts.
Their car, or at the gym. Yeah. You can listen to these podcasts anywhere. It's
jerking
the greatest
off
thing
on
about
your
it.
Toilet. What?
Toilet.
I don't know.
Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren,
yeah.
Wasn't that he wasn't a Darth.
Wasn't that a band?
Rilo Kiley.
Rilo Kiley.
Yeah, with that hot actress chick.
Yeah.
All right.
What happened to her?
I don't know.
Let's find out.
Shelly Hack. Remember her?
Well, wait, you had Jumanji on here.
Yeah. There's some other ones.
I want to see that Jumanji just because of Karen Gillan.
Called Welcome to the Jungle.
Yeah, what is that?
It's a reimagining of, it's a reboot of Jumanji.
Oh,
Okay. Oh, the name of the movie is Jumanji.
See,
Welcome
I thought
to
Jumanji
the Jungle
and Welcome to the Jungle were two separate.
Welcome to the Jungle is a biopic about Guns N' Roses.
Let's see that.
Yeah,
I'd be into.
I'd see that.
Yeah.
Did I leave any other off the list? The Disaster Artist. I don't remember. The Shape of Water. I, Tonya, which I want to see.
What's I, Tonya?
I, Tonya is about Tonya Harding.
Oh, yeah.
And Margot Robbie plays Tonya.
Right.
So I hope they have that a reenactment of the porn movie that Tonya Harding did. You ever see that?
No, but
oh,
I
it's disgusting.
Ugh.
I'd rather watch a homeless man take a shit. Well, it's the grossest movie. That. Her husband, what was her husband's name? Jeff Gulli.
Yeah.
And he...
what a bunch of shit that
she keeps running up. They have a tripod. I'm just going to lay it out there. They have a tripod and an old VHS, and they're recording their porn. And she's jerking him off, and she runs up to the camera and licks everything off of her hand. And you know, she was gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Jeff Gulli.
But she's a
metal. But Margot Robbie, skater. Like me some Margot Robbie.
Sure.
Fine actress. Fine actress.
Yeah, she's...
Fine actress.
Yeah, she is.
All right, you guys ready for staff picks?
Now, listen, I don't have one. I was...
Fucking Ira.
Well,
tell people why you like the Exorcist podcast.
No, I kind of have one.
Well, go ahead.
Mine is the Laughable app.
Yeah, I want to hear about this.
It's basically just an app you can get for your iPhone, and you can just type in. It's got a bunch of pictures and stuff. Like if you scroll through it, it's got like suggestions. But you can search, like say you just want to go Gilbert Gottfried,
right?
And then it'll show you all his podcasts that he does, and then underneath that there's a list of all the podcasts that he's appeared on.
Okay,
so you can just go and listen to.
Wow. That's a hell of an index. Yeah,
just the Gilbert Gottfried episodes of whatever he's been on, you know. And I was going through it, and I did Bobcat. And
yeah.
So
it just shows whenever they're a guest on another podcast?
Right. And wow. So I put Stanhope in there and hoped.
Oh, yeah.
I hoped we would pop up on it, but we don't.
Well, let's
we don't
make why. A suggestion.
I don't know how to...
Contact the...
Yeah, no, I just got the app recently, so I'm trying to
get on.
Nobody likes this.
Oh,
I put Ron White in too, and we didn't pop up for him either.
But Dave Willison?
No, I didn't try searching for Dave Willison.
I think we might have him on next week. I don't know what Dave.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to ask you about that. What if you ever.
They've just been so busy.
Right.
Like us.
Yes. But with TV.
All right. So that's called Squids Laughable?
Been, yeah, the Laughable app for
Laughable
iOS.
App.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll check that shit out.
And you can find the Pony Hour podcast on there too if you search for Tony Hinchcliffe.
The what?
The Pony Hour podcast, the one that with Doug Benson should be coming out soon, that I was in the audience for.
Okay.
Hey, speaking of apps, have you guys both upgraded to the new iOS? Are you both wanting to throw your fucking phones against the wall?
Every time you type a letter I, you don't have that problem?
You had to update today.
There's an update today? Yeah. Well, I'm having other problems. Like, I don't know. I'm not going to get into it. I don't know. I'm going Samsung. Fuck this.
No, then you get that and you'd be like, I hate Samsung. My phone blew up.
Well, yeah. There's that. There's the possibility of fire.
There's fire.
Look, I haven't been watching anything but the shit that we're already normally talking about, like Stranger Things. And
right.
I finished Mindhunter. I know we talked about that a little bit. It's fucking great. Mm-hmm. That's not my pick, but...
Mindhunters is fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. And Jonathan Groff has been on a bunch of podcasts lately. You could find him. He was on Fresh Air.
Right.
He was on Nerdist, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we talked about that last time. Now, talking about I watched The Deuce. We talked about it already. But as I've been thinking more and more about The Deuce and hearing interviews with those guys and everything, go back, if you haven't, and you never watched it in the first place, go back and watch Tremé.
Oh yeah, I love Tremé.
Yeah, on HBO. If you never watched
it,
it's very. I think it's underrated.
Yeah, it was.
Not a lot of people talked about it. It only went three seasons.
Yeah, first season was the best when John Goodman was on, but the other seasons were very good also.
And just done. You know, same guys that did The Deuce and The Wire. And
Fear of the Walking Dead chick, Deadwood chick. What's her name?
Kim Dickens.
Yeah, Kim Dickens
is on there. Yeah.
And then David Simon is who you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
But it's got everything. I mean, it starts 3 months after
Katrina. Okay.
So everybody's kind of putting their lives back together. And, you know, it circles around the musicians down there and everything that New Orleans is known for and the restaurants. But, I mean, you see how everything works. The politics, the restaurants, the money, who's going to rebuild,
mm-hmm.
what it does to everybody, how, you know, even construction companies are coming in and trying to make their buck. I mean, in that fashion, just like how The Wire is and how The Deuce is, it shows how everything works together. And it's just New Orleans, but the bonus that you have with Treme is every week you have incredible music.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you have real performers and guys you wouldn't know that I kind of knew. I was like, holy shit.
Steve Earle.
And you know, like Tad Benoit's in this episode. Nobody knows
Tad Benoit Balls.
I mean, he's just a great New Orleans, you know, artist. And anyway, go back and check out Treme on HBO.
Why not?
Yeah, I'm sure you can watch it on the HBO.
Sure. And it's only 3 seasons. You can bang it out.
After whatever.
All right.
HBO Go.
I have a couple. Everybody set your DVRs. Actually, it's already aired, I think. Ric Flair, 30 for 30 Nature Boy.
I heard about this.
Where he talks about banging 10,000 women. Which is what's making the news, so you'll tune in and watch it. But right. I'm sure it's on demand. That's ESPN. Ric Flair, 30 for 30, Nature Boy. Those documentaries are generally really, really good.
30 for 30 is always good.
Yeah.
Always good. And then I already talked about Inside the Exorcist podcast. There's two other podcasts I want to recommend. A new one that just dropped recently is also on the Wondery Network. It's Young Charlie by Hollywood and Crime. And it's a podcast
about Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
No, it is about Charles Manson.
Oh, yeah.
So there's two people narrating it. There's a woman whose name I didn't write it down. She's doing, you know, the 69, the murders. And then it's interspersed with Stephen Lang. You guys know him?
Sounds familiar.
He played the bad guy in Avatar.
Yeah, I know who you mean.
Yeah, he narrates Charlie as a kid and growing up. And there was only one episode, which sucks because it just started. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna binge through this. Now I gotta wait.
Yeah.
And then I also listened to the most recent episode of Last Podcast on the Left.
Yeah.
Because the content was great. Episode 293. If you're a conspiracy nut and you know all these old conspiracy theorists, it's Bill Cooper Part One: The Granddaddy of Conspiracy. Bill Cooper used to do a shortwave radio show in the 90s.
Yeah.
And he actually died, I believe, in 2001. He was a conspiracy guy, and he's multi-layered. You can find a lot of his shit on YouTube, talking about the mystery schools and all the different secret societies. And they point out on this something I've noted in the past, and it's Henry that knows all this shit.
Yeah.
Henry, what's his last name?
Zabrowski.
Yeah, Zabrowski. That unlike most conspiracy theorists, Bill Cooper was not anti-Semitic, and if people said that it was the Jews' fault, he would get mad at them. He said, you can't blame it on one group of people. It's just the elites, which is rare. I mean, if you follow any of these conspiracy theories, they all take you to, it's the Jews' fault, which is dumb. So check that out.
It is Ira's fault, though, everything.
Well, everything is Ira's fault. So those are two other things I've been listening to. And starting this week, guys, I'm going to play this while you guys are here. We are going to allow our good friends, the radios, to contribute to the show. And I have our very first contribution, staff pick, by a young man.
Hello, fellow.
Well, hang on a minute now.
Hold your breath.
He's very enthusiastic.
He's very enthusiastic. This is Chad. He is one of our patrons. And he used to be an intern at the Regular Guys show. So here's Chad Shepard's staff pick.
Hello, fellow radios. Chad Shepard here. I've been asked to do a staff pick. Well, my staff pick is No Small Parts, a fan-made documentary web series about character actors created by actor Brandon Hardestay. Brandon started on YouTube doing silly videos, then moved on to doing his favorite scenes from his favorite movies, which was pretty good and actually showed off his acting chops. He then moved to Hollywood and was in such films as American Pie Presents The Book of Love with Bug Hall and Eugene Levy, Buck Larson, Born to Be a Star with Nick Swardson and Christina Ricci, and even was a live-action Eric Cartman in an episode of South Park. Each episode of No Small Part serves as a comprehensive biography for those actors and actresses in Hollywood who have familiar faces but may not necessarily be well-known. From Ann Ramsey from The Goonies and Throw Mama from the Train. Warwick Davis from Return of the Jedi and Leprechaun. Scatman Carruthers from The Shining and the animated Transformers. Linda Hunt from Kindergarten Cop and TV's NCIS LA. And even Crispin Glover from Back to the Future and Willard. They're well-crafted and Brandon takes his time doing each one. And you could tell he admires each one that he does. So again, my staff pick is No Small Parts, found on YouTube.
Thank you, Chad.
See, he's a radio guy, so he knows how to do it.
Oh, yeah, he did a great job.
Yeah.
and I didn't even have to edit it, which is great. But I don't expect that from everybody. And so what'll happen is I think on Friday I'll pick someone, and I'll email you or contact you through Facebook, and just record it on your phone. Don't worry about it. Just record it. You can write it out ahead of time or ad-lib it or whatever you want. But if you're a Radio Labyrinth patron,
give us some good shit.
You know?
Yeah. Insert more swearing.
Yes.
You yes.
Feel free to swear. But again, only for patrons. To find out how to become a patron, go to radio. Go to patreon.com/TimAndrews. And thank you very much, Chad. Before we wrap, I want to remind everybody that next week, hopefully, we'll have Dave Willis from Squidbillies on the show. We'll talk about this season, which has been hilarious. Even the episode with me in it was funny.
And King of Pops dude wants to come on the show.
Who's that?
Steve Karsh from King of Pops.
Oh, the main guy?
Yeah.
Really?
When?
He wants to come on, or you asked him to come on?
Well, I was talking to him about our whole debacle with our former partners there that we were. And he said, hey, if you want to have me on the show or whatever, that'd be cool.
Where were you talking to him?
Just on Facebook, chatting. Oh. But I've known him for a while. And
oh, yeah?
I think Tim's interviewed him before a couple times.
No, we had him on the regular guy show.
Yeah.
So stick around for. I would love to have him on. Yeah, so let's plan it out.
Hell of a business.
Stick around for Marty Johnson's review and recap of the Walker Stalker convention. And so next weekend we're going to be going to Heroes and Villains, right?
Yeah.
And
at least on Saturday, you want to go?
Yeah, I got to talk.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Got to talk to the boss. Ira, you're not going to be here next week?
I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, if you're going to have those guys, I won't, because we don't have enough.
Oh, that's right. And it would be Monday because you can't do it Wednesday. We'll figure it all out, but we will be back next week. And until that time, please remember to keep it canon.
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 Canon and all that.
Hey, radios. This is Marty. I attended the 2017 Atlanta Walker Stalker Con on behalf of Radio Labyrinth. I do believe the Walker Stalker Con in Atlanta is the largest. This was my first visit. I had expected to see a few stars here and there from The Walking Dead. I was impressed with how many were actually there. But it wasn't just The Walking Dead or Fear of the Walking Dead. There were stars from Ash vs. Evil Dead, Sons of Anarchy. A lot of guys from Sons of Anarchy, because, of course, they play parts in other horror television series when I thought about it. A couple of guys from Lost, and Z Nation was in attendance as well. I got to see Doc, the actor that plays him. He actually is a very sweet man. I got to see Lee Majors, which is a personal favorite of mine. I loved Lee Majors. As a kid, we had a dog we named after him, Major. Now, back to The Walking Dead. It seemed like almost anyone who ever had a line in any episode was in attendance signing autographs and having their picture taken, meeting the fans. There were a lot of them there. It seemed like maybe three dozen actors. Outside of the original cast members, I noticed that Sonequa Martin-Green, who played Sasha, she by far, especially on Friday night, had the most fans waiting in line to see her. And that lasted probably about 3 or 4 hours, it seemed like, when I walked by. I'd keep coming by, and she just had more and more people constantly packed trying to meet her. Got to see Lori Holden, who played Andrea, who was one of my personal favorites. I've liked her ever since I saw her in Silent Hill. She was the cop. Now, there's also a lot of live panel interviews that go on throughout the convention. I highly recommend that if you have your phone and tablet there, to always stay logged into their Facebook page. They announce pretty much everything on there, and they'll have a few little live broadcasts from some of the actors with, I think at one time they were giving away, they didn't call them prizes, but something. I don't know what they were giving away. But it's kind of neat. It's easier because it is kind of hard to find where everything is. Sometimes there was some technical difficulties on one of the stages, and I think some things had to get moved around. It was difficult trying to figure out where to go. I will say, though, that the staff that works the convention were phenomenal, really friendly people. I didn't run across one person that was rolling their eyes or sighing at anyone. That was refreshing because I've been to a lot of conventions, and that seemed like maybe about every third person you spoke with just didn't want to be there. I did not see that at this convention. And there is a good family atmosphere that you hear that a lot. It kind of felt like I was at a class reunion or maybe a family reunion. It had that vibe on Friday and Saturday when I was there. A nice little surprise that I ran up on one of the interview stages, I saw a lady, didn't have a lot of people watching her, and her voice did not sound familiar. She looked even less familiar when I saw her. Her name is Melissa Hutchinson.
But she is the voice actress for Clementine for the Telltale game Walking Dead. I think there's maybe two or three different titles of it right now. The only Walking Dead games that I actually have played that I liked, I really liked them. They're actually probably some of my favorite games overall. So that was kind of neat. I had no idea that it was a grown woman doing the voice of the main character in those stories. It was also a learning experience as well. I found out that Ryan Hurst, that played Opie from Sons of Anarchy, also played Chick Hogan in Bates Motel. And see, he's wearing those glasses, and you know the Clark Kent Superman thing really works. So I had no idea it was the same person. I intend to go back to the convention next year and take a lot more money with me. They have a lot of artists that sell their work out on the convention floor, and it's something I strongly support. I'm an artist myself, and I'd love to be able to go to conventions and sell the stuff I make. Now, because The Walking Dead was started out as an Image comic created by Robert Kirkman, I would have liked to have seen more comic book artists there. I think that would be something that the convention organizers really should take a look at and recruit. Now, I did not have interview credentials, but I do not think that would have made any difference at all. I saw a YouTuber post a video where he did have interview credentials at another Walker Stalker convention, but no one there knew when and where this was supposed to take place or what the protocols were for that. So maybe that's something that they could clarify next year for anyone who does have a press pass with interview credentials. And finally, I used to work down between Collier Road and Marietta Boulevard. When The Walking Dead first premiered, I noticed that it looked really familiar, some locations. Of course, downtown Atlanta did. But like the sheriff's department, the hospital where Rick was, and the gravel pit, or the place they had the camp where Rick reunites with Lori and Coral. That was all filmed right there, probably about a mile from where I worked for about 10 years. That area, it's a lot nicer than it used to be, but if you ever want to check out any of those places or get kind of close to them, I'd recommend looking up on Google Maps Walking Dead filming locations. And it's kind of interesting if you're ever in town and want to check it out. Thanks for the time going down there. I enjoyed it, Jeff and Tim. Wish I had more I could say on here other than Lori Holden smiling at me from about, probably 30, 40 yards away. Made my weekend. Like I said, love Lori Holden. I hated to see her leave the show. Thanks again.
Two Faces Radio.